speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I find the figures of Anna and Simeon quite endearing. These two older residents of Jerusalem, each in their own way, have lived lives devoted to God, each looking to the consolation and redemption of Israel and Jerusalem. Even as they are in their later years of their lives, they look to the future, to a time and a world beyond themselves. Anna is regarded as a prophet even before she makes her proclamation about the child Jesus and his place in God's plan for the chosen people. She is open to God's calling, and even though she spends all her time in the temple, she is in the right part of the temple at the right time to hear Simeon's declaration and add her own voice to the hopeful message. Simeon's understanding of who Jesus is quite comprehensive, and he has no hesitation in sharing what he knows, the good and the sad. Jesus is a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And also, Jesus will be a sign that will be opposed. These older members of the community of faith that gathers at the temple are confident that their praise of God should be shared. For me, this brings to mind the Grandmothers Against Detention, who campaigned to have refugee children removed from immigration detention centres, or the grandparents who march with their children and grandchildren to call for action in caring for the environment. One of my favourite quotes from the TV show The West Wing illustrates the power that can cross generations. On the topic of what grandfathers will do for their grandchildren, President Bartlett says, "Don't ever, ever underestimate the will of a grandfather. We're madmen. We don't give a damn. We got here before you. They'll be here after. We'll make enemies. We'll break laws. We'll break bones. But you will not mess with the grandchildren." This looking beyond one's own lifetime matters. It's why I like intergenerational congregations in church, where each generation, whether they're related by blood or not, can learn from the ones who came before and the ones who come after. It helps give perspective. Growing up in my parish church, I had surrogate grandparents every week. My own grandparents lived in Geelong and Maroochydore. I didn't see them that often. And every other aspect of my life was divided into age groups. So it was good for me to interact with active, older generation as part of a community of faith. Being a Christian is not only about belonging to the group you happen to be with in the present. It's about being part of something that started long before you were born and will be here long after we're gone. When this parish celebrated 160 years of Christian witness in Toorak, it brought to mind with gratitude those who came before and made us mindful of the need to do all within our power to ensure that this community will be in a good position for at least the next 160 years. In a society that tends to focus on instant results and immediate concerns, it can be difficult to see the bigger picture, to invest care and energy in that wider perspective. There are presenting issues in need of immediate reaction and response, but if we lose sight of a collective vision for the future, we become limited and we could forget how to hope. I don't have kids, but that doesn't mean I don't think about the wider ramifications of my actions. At baptisms, I tell the families that the one being baptised becomes part of a larger family that includes the millions of Christians around the world today and the billions of people who have lived as followers of Christ over the centuries. Christianity is a long-term project. It transcends fads and fashions and short-term thinking. It should be a message of hope that speaks to the present and speaks into the future. And in that hope, we gain perspective. Brené Brown is a social researcher who studies shame, vulnerability, and belonging, and she came to this definition of spirituality through her research. Spirituality is recognizing and celebrating that we are all inextricably connected to each other by a power greater than all of us, and that our connection to that power and to one another is grounded in love and compassion. Practicing spirituality brings a sense of perspective, meaning, and purpose to our lives. As a Christian, for Brené Brown and us, that greater power is God. Acknowledging our connection to others through a connection to something beyond ourselves helps give meaning and purpose in the here and now, but it should also help build a collective vision and desire for connection into the future. Anna and Simeon would not live to see Jesus' earthly ministry of teaching, healing, and mercy, as it is recorded in our Gospels. They would not live to witness his greatest act of sacrificial love, but that didn't stop them praising God. They were still a part of it. In the face of studies and reports that the numbers of Christians in Western culture is in decline, some people seem to panic and become despondent. But if we lose hope, then we stop striving for the future, even a future that we may not get to see or enjoy. We would do well to learn from our past, to be people of joy and hope in the present, and to do all that we can to lay a solid foundation for the future of every generation. We can all contribute to a positive vision of the Christian faith that is welcoming and inclusive, that is based in love and compassion. Hatred and fear are limiting. Hope is life-giving and allows us to imagine all sorts of possibilities to explore. This is not airy-fairy, pie-in-the-sky stuff. To be meaningful, love and compassion must have concrete outcomes. Even non-Christians see the virtue of love your neighbour as yourself, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. As Christians, we also have the exhortation to love God. And that is what should inspire us to be kind, compassionate, generous people. Christianity is bigger than one generation. It is bigger than one community of faith in a particular place, and we each have our own part to play in that larger picture. We are each loved and valued by the God we worship and love. God showed love in the person of Jesus, born as a human baby, who grew up through childhood in God's favour, and then as an adult showed God's love to the world in a way that has inspired people for 2,000 years. The present matters. We should always keep the present in perspective and continue to share a loving, hope-filled message that will survive us all. And so, as I say goodbye to this particular community of faith, I prepare to say hello to another one just across the river. And I don't know exactly what the future holds, but I'm entering into it inspired and empowered by the gifts I have received from all the faithful people I have journeyed with so far, including all of you. And as I enter into that future in the joy and hope that we find when we follow in the way of Christ. The loving, liberating, and life-giving God bless you all in your mission and calling to be lights of hope for all the world. Amen.